me throw it out here that I am not trying to cause an issue. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not being a germaphobe here and that I'm actually doing the right thing. So if you know anything about medical field stuff, germs in general, would you join in the conversation? 833-563-2539. The reason why I'm throwing all these disclaimers out is what happened yesterday. We got an email. You might remember the email about me with a thriller incident. Not that, but...
This is an updated email.
This email was titled Lysol on the Mics.
Is that the subject?
Yes, the subject's Lysol on the Mics. And it says, team, not sure who keeps spraying the microphones with Lysol, but it doesn't need to be done every day. It's a super strong smell. If you're sick and don't want to get others sick, that's nice to you. But if you're that sick, stay at home. Thank you, program director.
To be fair, electronics aren't supposed to get wet. And if we're sending the engineers emails about Liv's mic not working, I'm surprised they haven't written back with, don't spray it with Lysol.
Well, here's the thing. I replied, it's me, with like the hand waving up in the air.
It was hilarious because he totally fessed up. He's like, it was me.
Well, yeah, it's just like, I'm not sick. I said, I do it to avoid everyone else's funk. And I'll go lighter next time. And then the boss is like, well, maybe you can just do it like once a week. I'm like, that doesn't kill germs the six other days I don't spray because I don't, first of all, go crazy. We have like a microphone cover so we don't pop our peas and do certain things, little behind the scenes radio things. We sound decent on air. And I do it for myself and Mackenzie some days just to spray it, you know. And
so
I also
we take
wipe
the
down.
Covers off and then take them into the corner and he sprays them. So it's not like he's like just Wait, on the microphone into it.
Did you just say we? Are you confessing that you do it too?
She doesn't do it. I do it for
her. He does it, physically does it, but I...
Yeah. That's how she'll get out of being in trouble. Say, well, technically, Joe did it.
No, but if he's spraying his in the corner, I'm like, hey, give mine a little spray.
But I'm wondering, though, obviously electronic-wise, we know you can't spray like...
Directly
spray
into
onto
the
it,
microphone.
And we don't do that.
Yeah.
But if you are a nurse or a doctor or just work in healthcare in general here with, you know, germs and the flu and anything that could be contagious this time of year, 833-563-2539, maybe I am a germaphobe and I'm freaking out and maybe I only need to spray once a week. I thought you had to do it every time.
Well, okay. Lysol kills 99.9% of germs, right?
That's what it says on the can.
How long does it kill them for?
Well, I assume when new germs are introduced, like let's say Porkchop right now, you have the flu and you don't even have symptoms yet, but you are carrying the flu and if it's contagious, you're spreading it everywhere right now. Now, if I'm wiping it down, I have a shot of preventing that from happening. At least that's my understanding.
Right. I think it's funny. Everyone always used to make fun of me for I'd wash my hands in the restroom, then I grab a paper towel to turn off the water if it wasn't automatic, then I open the door with that paper towel so I didn't touch it and then throw it in garbage. And everyone made fun of me up until about like 5 years ago when they started placing garbage cans by the door because it was a smart thing to do.
Well, of course it is. You know what I love? I wish our job had it, but I've had it at some restaurants where they'll have like a foot hook on the bottom so you don't have to use your hands
yes.
on the door.
And zigzag doors like in the airport. So, you don't even have to like touch a door to go in.
Exactly. Let's go to Adeline this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Do you know anything about, I guess, germs or, you know, the funk?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm actually a nurse on my way to work right now.
In Houston?
So, yes, in Houston. So I'm, you know, aware of all the germs and everything. I know you're doing the right thing because if you don't spray the microphone, okay, well, you don't have to spray the microphone every day with the Lysol spray, but what you can do... is use like the Lysol wipes. And so it doesn't really get the microphone as wet, but you're still getting rid of those germs.
Okay.
So our mic muff is like cushion though. I don't know if we could use a Lysol wipe on the cushion.
Because it's kind of
would
like a
work?
Spongy absorbent thing. I feel like the spray is the better
it's like
option.
Dabby dab dab dab.
But in general, however we get the antibacterial like juices flowing on it, it's something we should do daily and not weekly.
I mean, I guess I don't know about technology and microphones. And
no,
what,
it's fine. We take it off. It's not actually on the electronic. It's just like we take it off. Like if I was going to spray a blanket or something.
I'm just squeezing hand sanitizer into it. Is that wrong?
Yeah. Is that why it's crackling? Hey, thank you for being a nurse and for what you do. We appreciate you, Adeline. Let's go to Alice. Got a lot of A's this morning. Alice, you're on Joe McKenzie. Am I in trouble here or am I being smart?
Dude. I would totally do it. I work in a preschool, and I'm a preschool teacher. So we're not supposed to use Lysol spray hopefully my boss isn't listening to this, but I'm sure she has to smell it. She has to smell it. I just refuse. It's too many germs going around, especially, you know, kids have so many germs.
Bless your heart.
Every day.
I'm laughing.
Every single day.
Alice, I'm laughing because I'm envisioning you, like, spraying the kids with Lysol.
No, I don't spray the kids, I swear. I thought about it a few times. But I have sprayed myself when I got home, before I even got in the shower, just sprayed myself, took my clothes off, and got in the tub. Like, when somebody throws up in my room or something. And I am not a germaphobe. I just don't want to get sick.
Ew, yeah.
I see you're, like, putting two fingers up, like, across, like, get away from me!
Alice. I can imagine. You know, my little one wasn't allowed to bring hand sandy because, like, when they're little, they're scared the kids will drink it.
Oh,
shot,
who don't know what it is.
I've had that happen before. Funny story for some other time.
You drank hand sanitizer?
No. Okay, I'll make it really quick. I worked for promotions for a radio station in New York City, and I was out at a club, and one of our little promotions things was a spray hand sanitizer. So there's this drunk girl up on the stage, and I gave her one. She literally
thought it was a shot.
She put it in her mouth and, like, bit down, spit the cap off into the crowd.
Savage.
And then chugged the hand sanitizer as if it was a shot. I was like, no!
Oh, what an animal.
And that was in the Jersey Shore, by the way.
To be fair, though, there is actually alcohol in hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
so
you can get drunk off of that.
So she knows she was doing.
Do not recommend that. Yeah, do not do that.
No, I watched a
documentary. No, it's bad for your teeth.
What happened?
I watched a documentary on Nickelodeon when I was, like, a little kid, and it was about these, like, people who were in, like, middle school and, like, junior high who were, like, already alcoholics, like, in AA and in rehab, and they said that they used to drink it in school. And
elementary student kids?
Yeah. It scared the crap out of
me. But as a mommy germaphobe, I was so upset. Like, what do you mean she can't bring hand sanitizer?
That's terrible.
Your daughter has everybody hooked, Mackenzie. We have to get rehab now.
I know.
Hey, thanks for your advice and your help. I'm glad to hear it, but I hope our boss didn't hear any of this. So, hey, let's not podcast this today, okay?
Okay.
Don't put this up at joemackenzie.com. 911 dispatchers are fired for what they were watching instead of answering calls. I'll tell you what they were doing next with Joe's Need to Know News.